The Basilica of St. Peter and St. Paul. Built entirely in pink sandstone from the Vosges, this basilica is considered to be one of the most beautiful churches in Franche-Comté. A former abbey church attached to the monastery, it was built in Romanesque Gothic style in the 13th and 14th centuries. Please respect this place of worship and be discreet during your visit. If a service is taking place, we respectfully request that you come back later. When you go into the church, take a moment to really appreciate the space, its Latin cross layout, the elegance and the height of the main nave. As you look up to the keystone above the steps, you will see a triskel. A triskel is a sculpture with three figures. One example here is the triskel of three fish. Although the sculpture only has one head, each fish, nevertheless, appears to have its own head. The symbol of the Trinity can be read into this. As for the pulpit, it has a past of its own, the work of a cabinet maker called Marchand. It was commissioned at the very beginning of the 19th century for the cathedral in Paris. It originally stood in Notre-Dame before reappearing here in the late 19th century. Near the pulpit is Notre-Dame de Pitié, a Virgin of the Sorrows in polychromed wood, and at her feet a recumbent Christ on a table of stone, all relics from the 16th century. To the right of the chancel you can see two chapels. The one on the right contains a Baroque statue of Saint Nicholas in polychromed wood, along with the 17th century of Saint Columban. On the wall of the left transept is a 14th century statue of Saint Peter. He is dressed in the clothes of a pontiff, and he is holding the Book of Scriptures. On either side are several interesting tombstones standing against the wall. The tombstone of Eudes de Charenton, who finished the building of the church, and of Dom Jean-Baptiste Clair, who restored the abbey in the 17th century. Finally, in the centre of the church is the chancel. This was the work of the famous architect Viollet-le-Duc. I restored a great many medieval constructions during my life, including this sanctuary in 1858. As you can see, it is bathed in light thanks to the large Gothic windows. If you look closely at the stained glass windows, you'll see that they tell the life story of St. Columban and his disciples. And you'll also perhaps pick out St. Peter receiving the keys to heaven from Christ. Don't miss the wonderful Renaissance walnut stalls taken from a cathedral in Besançon and replaced in the apse in the 19th century, and the altar in gilt bronze dating from 1865. Can you hear that? The organ dates from the 17th century. Its sculpted wooden console is truly impressive. It is shaped like the prow of a royal vessel with four Atlantes naked from the waist up. Have you noticed the atlas that supports the entire structure? The organ has a mechanism consisting of 44 stops and 3,617 pipes. It's well worth attending a concert just to hear it. The exit door next to the organ takes you into a vaulted passage. This leads to a late 15th century cloister, which was the passage taken by the monks to reach the monastery directly from the church, avoiding any contact with the outside world. Don't leave without visiting the monastery, which, like the basilica, is a magnificent example of monastic architecture. A break for a little meditation is in order.